Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Message today is the importance of communicating to people what you can do for them before you actually do it. And I think many of us heavily rely on word of mouth recommendation. There is nothing wrong with word of mouth recommendation, and it is a brilliant form of referrals, and it is, they're always going to be your best patients, the ones that are referred by previous patients. So there's no way in that I am knocking that. But what I am saying is that if you want to grow a business and if you want to have a reliable flow of patients into your practice, you cannot rely on that word of mouth recommendation, because it is not a reliable source, not a reliable stream of patients coming into your practice. And you need, not only that, you are actually doing patients a disservice who haven't got anyone to recommend them to. Not everybody knows someone who's had the procedure they want to have. And so word of mouth recommendation won't work for everybody else. So you need to think about how you can communicate what makes you good to patients before they come and see you. You can't rely on building a business based on people who've already been to see you recommending you to patients, other patients. You need to have some way to communicate what it is that you offer that is good. Too many of us are kind of hiding our excellent customer experience until people come and see us, and then we think, yeah, we're going to wow them. Now, there's nothing wrong with under-promising and over-delivering. So don't get me wrong. There are things, certainly in my practice, there are things that we hide. So we don't kind of lay everything out there. And there are some, we call them wow gifts and wow experiences that patients get with us. But at the same time, you need to give people a reason to choose you. And so many of us are not communicating the sort of practice that we have, the sort of experience that people can hope to achieve if they come and see us, that we are not giving them any reason to choose us over anyone else. We're just hoping they choose us. They end up choosing us because it's convenient, because the hospital's closed, because the clinic's on a day that's their day off, and then they get a great experience and they go and recommend you to a friend. That's how most of us kind of run our practices, and that is fine if you've already got a job and you don't really rely on it, you've got your NHS income. But if you want to make this into a business, then you need to have a better flow of patients. And once you start thinking about it and getting into it, I would argue it's actually a better way of doing things to actually give patients a reason to differentiate between you and someone else. Now, that might mean they'll go for someone else, but at least you've given them a reason to differentiate. But because we need to explain to people, assuming you are giving an excellent customer experience, that's something to think about. But assuming that you are giving an excellent customer experience and you are getting patients who think you're brilliant and refer their friends, then it's important to think of some ways that you can communicate to patients at the stage before they become a patient. So even before they come to clinic. So I'm talking about if you have got any kind of social media, if you have got any blog posts, if you have got an online presence. If you haven't, then get one. I mean, that's step one, get one. But when you've got an online presence, that's what your online presence needs to be looking at and needs to be trying to explain. Yes, you need to be giving information about the sorts of things you can do for people and how you can help them, but you also need to explain what sort of service you give, what sort of practice you run, how it goes with your practice. It might be the same as everybody else's, but they're not explaining how it goes. But also there might be some differences. There might be some of your ethos, your values, how you maybe focus more on nutrition and other things, how you maybe don't necessarily do so many scans and you're much more into examining and looking at symptoms and getting behind the problems and not treating, you know, not just treating the problems, you try and get the source of the problem, or whatever it is, whatever your thing is that makes you a great person and a good doctor to treat people. You need to start thinking about what it is
that makes people think that you're good and you've treated them well, and then try and communicate some of these things to patients who are looking around thinking, who should I choose? Say, oh, this one is, you know, resonates with me because of what they do and how they run their practice. And that's what you need to get into. You need to get people starting to come into your clinic saying, oh, it really resonated with me, that video I saw, or that thing that I saw, that actually you do it this way, and you offer an extended follow-up service, or you look at other problems, or you work with other practitioners to provide a more holistic service, or whatever it is. That's the kind of things you need to be thinking of in order to demonstrate your excellent service and the excellent experience people can expect to achieve before they come to see you. That's the trick. Before they come to see you, you can't rely on patients recommending patients other patients to you. You have to help those people who don't know someone who has had the procedure that you offer, and so you need to be trying to attract those patients as well as the recommendations. So recommendations are good, don't let them stop, but you can't run a business just on recommendations. You need to try and help people who haven't got a recommendation. Hope that's been helpful. I'm not sure what's happening next Thursday, whether I'll be doing it on time or not. But anyway, this has not been a live one, but still, message is still strong. And I hope that hits home with you. Take it easy.